ABC News.
Rima Chia with the news headlines. Anthony Albanese will be the next Prime Minister with Labour returned to office after almost a decade out of power. Labour has won the election and Anthony Albanese says he's ready to lead. But it's still not clear if Labour can govern alone or if it will have to rely on the support of a growing crossbench. Mr. Albanese took to the stage at Labour's Victory Party and outlined his policy priorities. He opened to committing to the Uluru Statement of the Heart in full. Scott Morrison will resign as the leader of the Liberal Party after conceding defeat to Labour leader Anthony Albanese. Both major parties have lost ground in heartland seats, with the coalition losing a slew of inner-city electorates to so-called teal independents. Mr. Morrison says he'll be standing down as leader but will remain on as member for the Southern Sydney seat of Cook. And Teal independent Zoe Daniel has claimed the seat of Goldstein, making her the first non-Liberal MP in the electorate's history. She says her win shows the power of democracy and community. Supporters of the Liberal incumbent Tim Wilson expressed uncertainty earlier in the evening and said that most voters had already made their decision before Election Day. ABC News.